Amen. Greetings to each one. Why don't we just open with a word of prayer here. Father in heaven, we come before you this morning, Lord, in awe of you and in your wisdom and the way you've provided for us, Lord. We come before you as we open your word this morning. We pray that you would minister to our hearts and lives once again. Father, bless the few feeble thoughts I have. Pray that you would just help them to minister to these souls here, Lord, and pour your blessing upon them. Father, we just thank you for this opportunity to be here in your name, in your precious name. Amen. Well, this morning I have a few thoughts on the wisdom of God. I was blessed with as I looked at him, and hopefully they'll be a blessing to some of you all. As I thought about wisdom, I thought a lot about Solomon. The Bible says he was a wise man, and there was none before him, like him, or after. It says the Bible has a lot to say about wisdom. It's mentioned 234 times in the Bible, and often a lot of that is in Proverbs. There's a lot about wisdom in Proverbs. So it blessed me. So let's turn to 1 Kings 3:5. This is where God appeared to Solomon in a dream. So we'll just read through this quickly here. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David my father great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with thee. And thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen a great people, and cannot be numbered, nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked for the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. I have given thee a wise and an understanding heart, so that there is none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. And if thou wilt walk in my ways, to keep my statutes and my commandments, as thy father David did walk, then will I lengthen thy days. And Solomon awoke, and behold, it was a dream. And he came to Jerusalem and stood before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, and offered up burnt offerings, and offered peace offerings, and made a feast to all his servants. So we see there that God was blessed by what he asked, and God not only gave him the thing he asked, but much more. So an example Another example of a wise man is in, well, let's go to 1 Kings 4:29 through 34. This continues on about Solomon here. And God gave Solomon wisdom and understanding, exceeding much in largeness of heart, even as the sand that is on the seashore. And Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the east and all the wisdom of Egypt, for he was wiser than all men, than Ethan the Ephrathite and Hermon the Chalcol and Dara and the sons of Mahol, and his fame was in all the nations round about. And he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. And he spake of trees, from the cedar that is in Lebanon, even to the hyssop that springeth out of the wall. And he spake also of the beasts and the fowl, and of the creeping things and of the fishes. And there came of all people to hear the wisdom of Solomon from all the kings of the earth, which had heard of his wisdom. So we see how God had definitely granted him exceeding wisdom, and it was the wisdom from God, which the definition for wisdom in the Webster's 1828 is defined as a quality of being wise. And then it says, knowledge and ability to utilize it to benefit oneself or others. Then in the Vines, it said, Sophia, which would be the wisdom, which is the type of wisdom which is used in reference to God. It says, well, Sophia is the insight into the true nature of things. The other type of wisdom is practical. So we see that the wisdom that is referenced to God is the insight to the true nature of things. So, another example here in Exodus 31, 1 through 6. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, See, I have called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uriah, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom and in understanding, in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship, to devise cunning works, to work in gold and silver and in brass, and in cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of timber, to work all manner of workmanship. And behold, I have given with him Aholab, the son of Ishmach, the tribe of Dan, and in whose hearts I have put, and in the hearts of all that are wise-hearted, I have put wisdom, that they may make all that I have commanded thee. So that's just another example there of when God, it says, and I have filled him with the Spirit of God in wisdom. And then it also says there that list was in all manner of workmanship. So that's a blessing. But what my heart is this morning is the wisdom which comes from God. So Proverbs 3:5-8. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. And then on down here in verse 13, it says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is everyone that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew. My son, let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep sound wisdom and direction. So shall they be life unto thy soul, and grace to thy neck. Then shalt thou walk in thy way safely, and thy foot shall not stumble. When thou liest down, and thou shalt not be afraid. Yea, thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it cometh. For the Lord shall keep thy confidence, and shall keep thy foot from being taken. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give thee, when thou hast it by thee. Devise not evil against thy neighbor, seeing he dwelleth securely by thee. Strive not with man without a cause, if he have done thee no harm. Envy thou not the oppressor, and choose none of his ways, for the froward is an abomination to the Lord, but his secret is with the righteous. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. Surely he scorneth the scorners, but he giveth grace to the lowly. The wise shall inherit the glory, but shame shall be the promotion of fools." We see the beauty of wisdom in retaining it in our lives in this chapter. There's many blessings to that. Proverbs 4:5-13 I have as well. I have quite a bit of scriptures here. Is another one, the reward of wisdom. Proverbs 4:5-13. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom, here's a verse that I really appreciate. Wisdom is a principal thing. It's like, wisdom is like a base, a key thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom and understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. And when thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace and a crown of glory. Shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right path. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, and let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Also in 1 Corinthians, there's quite a bit there about the wisdom of God versus the wisdom of man. And I was blessed by those verses here. Maybe I'll just read a portion here. 1 Corinthians 1:17. I'll begin reading there. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and shall bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, or is wiser than the wise. The foolishness of God is wiser than the wisest of men. That's how I put it. And the weakness of God stronger than the strongest of men. For if ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not to bring to naught the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. So we see here that the earthly wisdom of this world is not what we seek after, because that's not the everlasting. We can have a lot of wisdom and head knowledge. We can read many things and try to teach ourselves many things, but the important part is that we have the wisdom of God. Let's continue reading here in chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came unto you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you, save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power of God, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men. He came not with great words of wisdom and stuff of his own, but so that they wouldn't trust in his wisdom, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that came to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But it is written, I have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, and he himself judgeth no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So let's purpose to strive after the wisdom of God and not after earthly or or carnal wisdom or the wisdom of this world. Yeah, I have a few more verses here. Ephesians 1:16 through 18. Cease not to give thanks for you. Okay, I should maybe start up a little. Wherefore I also, verse 15 there, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope and the calling, and what the riches of his glory, and what the riches of the glory, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. James 1, verse 5 and 6. I was blessed by the verse Dad shared this morning here out of Luke. Let's just turn to there before we read James. So it was Luke 11. Luke 11, 9 and 10. And I say unto you, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And that kind of goes along with what I'm getting ready to read here. James 1, 5 and 6. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Also in chapter 3, verse 13 through 18. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above. Saying that if there's bitter envyings and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth, because this is not the wisdom which comes from above, but is the wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every good work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. We see how there's the difference between the wisdom of this world and the wisdom which comes from above. Right there is very obvious. Romans 11:33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor, or who hath given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. to whom be glory forever. So let's all I have. Let's maybe can we sing song number 360? Thank you for listening.